Ollie, that's the second battling performance, really good performance by your team in the space of 4 days.
Yeah, it was, but like, we only got 2 points out of it. We're better off winning one and losing the other, you know, to put it that way too. It's very difficult to win a game in this division, as we found out. Tonight, we probably had a chance at the end of the game to win it, which is of all places here, but to be fair to Cork, they could have been 3-0 up after the first 7 or 8 minutes. We didn't deal with any ball in from across, and Graham Cummins and Carroll Shepherd were destroying us. Could have been 3-0, but we weathered that storm. We were disappointed with the concession of the free kick. We didn't deal with the back pass properly, but we showed a bit of character to get back into it. But you know, it's trying to accumulate enough points to try and catch who's above you is very, very difficult.
You certainly didn't come down here to park the bus at Turner's Cross tonight. You did a lot of chance yourself, Sonny.
We didn't. Like, I mean, you know, the first 10 minutes were miles away. You know, like, we could have been 3-0. That's no exaggeration. We should have been 3-0. I mean, they hit the post. I think they hit both posts. No, mind you, we hit one in the second half. I thought the second half performance was better from us, and I thought probably we deserved a point out of it. But from our point of view, it's only a point. And, you know, like, I'm looking at Galway, they got relegated with a very good side 2 years ago. They had 14 draws, you know, and they'd have been fired. They'd have stayed up if they got 7 wins and 7 losses. Put it that way.
Yeah, but on a positive note, Ali, you must be encouraged by what's happened the last few matches.
Don't get me wrong. Like, we've tried in every game. You know, probably the biggest height we got, 11-11, was up in UCD in the second half. We lost 4-0 in Waterford, albeit with 10 men for most of the game, to put it that way. Yeah. But the biggest height we got was up in Belfield, to their credit, to the Shriners. Could have been a lot more. Other than that, we've been competitive, and we've stayed in games and you know, lost narrowly. But narrow losses are no good to us. We're better off winning one game 1-0 and losing the next couple and taking a hammering along the way, you know. But look, a point down here at any time is very, very good. But you know, will it keep us in the division? We need a hell of a lot more, you know.
If we keep performing like that for the last few days, surely the first win of the season is not too far away.
But it hasn't happened yet, like, in the laws of probability. You know, you think, like, they're not playing well, that it's something with fault here, but it didn't. You know, like, we need a penalty, a decision given going our way. We've conceded 2 penalties in the last 2 games. We need something to go our way, or maybe an own goal that goes in, or a mistake from the opposition. But there's very few mistakes in this. You know, we tend to make more than most. But yeah, look, it's a great point on the road. But the difficulty is, we've 4 points, 4 draws after, I think, 14 games. Isn't it?
15,
like, you know, 15 worse again. Do you know what I mean? So, like, stats don't lie. Yeah, we'll take it on the chin. There's great togetherness in there. There's a great work rate in there. Just we lack that little bit of quality at times that other teams have, and they seem to come up trumps in tight games. However, tonight, look, we came back into it, and probably a draw is a fair result in the end.